Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix. Three-dimensional graphic of downtown Los Angeles. On one of the high-rise buildings, a logo appears. LAMF, Los Angeles Media Fund. The opening titles incorporate Greek-style lettering. A Netflix original film, Los Angeles Media Fund presents Stepsisters. Outside, on a university campus, a group of 10 young women perform a dance routine in unison. They wear identical outfits of denim shorts, overalls, and red t-shirts. There is Greek lettering on the bib of their overalls. They wear heavy black ankle boots and stomp their feet in time to the music. They cross their arms over their chests and bow their heads, then snap their heads back and move their arms in sharp, tight formation. An audience of students surrounds the stage, some sitting on the steps of a large building behind them. The dancers incorporate an intricate series of hand claps into their routine. We so fine, rock! They all freeze in a crouched position. The lead dancer slowly stands up. The rest of the dancers join her. They perform rapid hand clap and stomping moves in unison. They freeze in position, then strut back and forth while singing. They form a line, then break away one by one. They freeze in position, resting one elbow on the opposite hand and forming a shape with their fingers. They begin their next routine. The dancers stand in a row, holding their fingers in the same shape. One by one, they twirl in place. The sixth girl loses her balance mid-spin and falls to the ground. She gets to her feet and finishes the routine. The group exits the stage. Two of the dancers approach the girl who fell.
Damn, girl, look like a sniper hit you.
Oh my God, that was so embarrassing.
I'm a Theta now. I don't care what people think.
Exactly. You're a Theta now. Start caring.
Jamila! Oh, what's up, girl?
They hug.
World's missing, head spinning.
I know, right?
Beth, this is Aisha.
Hi.
And Cheryl, one of our Neos. Neo, short for Neo Fight, means she just crossed.
Oh, crossed what?
Crossed the burning sands.
Oh, so you're like a Theta for real now.
Like for real, for real.
Mazel tov, Neo. That show was
fine for exhibition, but they gotta step it up for competition.
We will. Look, I gotta say hi to somebody.
Cheryl leaves them.
What? I do not choreograph all that dopeness so heifers can perform it mediocrely. What's Theta's motto?
Perfection over excellence, sister over self.
Exactly.
I get it. But, I mean, let a sister have her moment. Don't be a Theta hater, okay?
My house would have been a murder scene if our sorority tried to work together like that.
Yeah, well, Thetas, we don't F around with stepping.
No, you don't.
Stepping is like African dance meets hip-hop.
Yeah, three words. Stomp the yard. You think I'd miss a movie with a bunch of shirtless black men and Chris Brown getting shot?
Aisha looks curious.
How do you two know each other? How is Beth's TA?
Ouch. Or friend. Huh. TAs don't bail you out of jail after a fake ID bust. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go holler at a brother or two. Bye.
Bye.
Jamila receives a text, making you the dopest dinner, my queen, with emojis of an African queen and a heart.
Damn, girl. Your man cooks dinner for you and you're going to Harvard Law together. Ugh, I need to get on your life track.
Dan got into Harvard early. My application is in, I just need to get my parents' recommendation. I mean, it's just a formality, I'll definitely get in. I'm a legacy. And, well, I'm me.
Girl, bye.
Later, Jamila enters an apartment in a high-rise building. A bearded man with glasses is in the kitchen.
Yoo-hoo!
Is that the ebony to my ivory?
No, it is. Ooh, what are you making?
A little something special.
Why don't you let it simmer and give me what I'm really hungry for?
Babe,
Sexy, dirty baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
An older African-American couple.
Mom, Dad,
Hey.
Isn't this a great surprise?
Like Pearl Harbor.
The four of them have dinner.
So who died? You guys only surprised me with bad news. You did it with the last two dead relatives.
If I do say so myself, I put my whole entire foot up in his gumbo.
Dane, we love you like a rescue puppy. Now, you do realize that you're Mayflower white, right? Like country club brochure white?
Yes, and I hate that I'm lumped in with my brutal, imperialist, plutocratic white brethren who've committed every modern atrocity on a macro-systemic level.
We know you're an African-American studies and poli-sci major.
All great prep for Harvard. God, I can't wait. Matching law degrees, we're going to change the world.
Oh, reminds me of when we were at Harvard. We all wanted to change the world. And it is a shame that the one of us that has the power to do it...
Here we go.
...is a sinewy, self-aggrandizing hand.
Yvonne had a little rivalry with a certain form of first lady.
Mom, seriously, who has beef with Michelle Obama?
That heifer... The heifer stole my internship. If you were more driven, you would understand just how devastating that is.
Who needs drive when I inherited your natural brilliance, Mom? And thighs.
Oh, that's enough, you two.
Take the good with the bad.
Oh, I deserve credit for not mentioning that. She adorns the walls with paintings by mental patients.
Yvonne!
I'll be sure to tell that to the 12-year-olds from the community center who painted them for me, Mother. I deserve credit. My grades are tight. I was chapter president of our sorority. I love it here at Westcott. I'm doing fine.
Harvard will not be possible with transcripts that are just fine.
I'm a legacy. Hello. That's like automatic admission.
Her parents stare at her.
Jamila, we came here today to tell you that we will not be giving you our legacy endorsement for Harvard. We had an agreement. If you earned a 4.0 GPA, we would give you the letter of recommendation.
Sorry, I have to live with her. But it's more important that you build your own legacy, not inherit ours.
Sweetheart, we don't want to give you a fish. We want to teach you to fish.
Speaking of fish, the halibut in this gumbo's on fleek.
What is fleek?
Close-ups of Jamila's cubicle. There are photos of her sorority sisters and action figures from the TV show The Walking Dead. A middle-aged man startles Jamila just as she is about to sip coffee.
Bishop!
Sup, playa? You're a little jumpy this morning.
Just, hadn't had my coffee yet, but... Mm. Dean Berman, you're a Harvard alum, right?
Yep. They gave me a great education and a husband. Nick was a studly, closeted lacrosse star. He'd sneak into my room, and with the passion of 10 sailors...
Ah! Such a good story. It reminds me of when we talked about the boundaries.
Boundaries, right.
You know what? Harvard is my top choice for law school. I could actually really use an alumni recommendation.
Aren't your parents alums?
Yes. But legacy? That's just a fancy word for nepotism.
Home is where the Harvard is. I just made that up.
He walks away. Oh, my mind, forget it, go. Later, outside, Jamila lies on the grass in the shade of a tree. Her eyes are closed. She takes a deep breath.
Hey, girl!
Beth.
Jam. Oh, you know what calms me down?
Is there something?
Weed, Billie Holiday, Grand Theft Auto. Oh, and tickling the man in the rowboat. You know what I mean?
I have no idea what you mean.
What's wrong?
My dad and my bougie egg donor are in town. Oh, friggin' killing me. I need, like, all the drinks.
Well, SBB is having a party tonight. I know you think white sororities are beer soaked brothels with less sisterhood than an honor stoning.
Yeah.
But if you're just trying to drown your sorrows, come to my beer soaked brothel.
Nighttime. The sorority party is in full swing. Beth and Jamila arrive.
Is that a twerk pyramid?
Yes!
Hector of the gods, ladies!
Yeah!
They each accept a shot glass.
Ready to get white girl wasted?
They drink the shots. Later, Beth and Jamila on the dance floor.
I hate the song!
A blonde girl approaches Beth.
shot, douche.
Words on screen at Amber SSB. Hashtag tough titties. Hashtag nutcracker. Hashtag look don't touch. Hashtag who you calling bitch.
This is my girl Jamela. Amber is the only one in SBB I've never wanted to choke out.
I don't let her choke out the girls, but sometimes we pee in their shampoo. Yeah!
Later, they watch a girl playing beer pong.
This is Libby. And believe it or not, the whole Southern Belle thing is not an act.
Libby comes running over.
Oh, Bear!
Libby, this is my friend Jamela.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. Y'all want to play?
Oh, no. I'm from Philly. We don't play with our drinks.
How precious. I have been dying to go to one of those mookie blue-collar towns like Philly or Detroit or somewhere like that.
Words on screen at Libby SSB. Hashtag Southern Belle. Hashtag debutantastic.
Have you ever been stabbed?
Hashtag hook 'em horns. Hashtag hopeless romantic. She trips and falls, breaking the beer pong table.
Wait, you have black SBBs?
Both of us knowing.
A girl sings karaoke.
Woo!
She runs over and hugs Beth.
Sandra, that was amazing.
This is my girl, Jamela. Jamela.
Sandra.
She killed it, sis.
We're not related.
Words on screen. At Sandra SSB, hashtag black Barbie, hashtag good hair don't care, hashtag bougie pride, hashtag I woke up like this.
Somebody likes being the only chocolate in a candy dish.
Later.
Oh my God. And that right there is Danielle Harris. She's like a skinny Kim Jong-il.
The Zeta Lambda Pi social tomorrow may get awkward. Amber called them all data-bi because some of the brothers are the way around a schlong. I wanted to bite off her nipple and spit it at her.
Words on screen at Danielle SSB. Hashtag Queen Bee. Hashtag bow down bitches. Hashtag Madam President. Hashtag zero tolerance.
Hi, Danielle. This is my friend Jamela, and this is her first SBB party. Then where is her goddamn beer? Be a better hostess, Beth.
Oh, no, I don't really do beer.
Weird. So, interested in rushing SBB?
Actually, I'm a Theta.
Never heard of it. I'm sure it's great, though.
It's a black sorority.
OMG. They are so mysterious. Do they really beat you until you pass out and then brand you like cattle with a flaming hot coat hanger? I saw it on 2020. Maybe it was The View. Whatever, it was totally Babs.
Do you guys line up in bikinis and circle each other's cellulite with a marker?
Used to. Ah, the good old days. Wait, how come none of your sororities have houses? And why don't you participate in Greek Week? Oh, we have a black girl in ours. Do you have a white girl in yours?
Oh, my God.
Are you the ones that do the screechy sound?
Danielle!
Beth? Sweetie? That ensemble. 5 years and 10 pounds ago, maybe. That's a hard maybe.
Danielle turns away. Jamela to Beth.
To that beer, do you have Heineken? No, skip that. Do you have crack?
The party rages on. Scenes of Beth and Jamela drinking, dancing, and more drinking. Later, they sit on a couch outside on the porch. A male partygoer comes outside and vomits in front of them.
I'm deactivating.
What?
You could just quit your sorority. Black Greeks are like gangs. Get out when you die.
Damn.
My point is, weak people quit.
I'm not weak.
Why are you quitting?
I've tried. So all these girls care about is blow drying their hair and getting skinny and getting wasted and...
Well, there's sex.
That's true. SBB has helped me get mad laid.
No, I mean there's sex happening right in front of me.
She points to a shrub.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Beth runs to the shrub.
Oh, hey, Libby, get up, Libby!
Beth, please go away. You're making it really awkward, and I like you.
Oh my!
A crowd has gathered. Many phones are recording video.
Help you!
Morning. The dean startles Jamela as she takes Advil with coffee.
Bishop.
God, this has got to stop.
Are you hungover?
No.
Well, ring out your liver, Bishop. We have got a big problem. There is a video online of a Sigma Beta Beta member having sex on their lawn. They're making porn on... They're making porn on my campus. It's gone viral.
Words.
If they can't get their shit together by the end of the year, I am pulling their charter.
Yeah. It's terrible.
He glares at her.
Am I supposed to say something else?
That you're going to help fix this? You understand Greek culture.
Oh, no, I understand black Greek culture.
Look, you make this SBB mess go away, and I will guarantee you admission to Harvard. Nick and I will both endorse you.
Oh, okay,
We want to create a distraction, make SBB look like positive contributors to the community.
He sees a photo of her dance crew.
Ooh, 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 ooh. What if they did that steppy thing?
Steppy thing?
You know,
He frames his face with his arms.
That's voguing. Please, stop, please.
Don't you have a big competition coming up? You have that, that charity step deal.
Yes, but I can't teach them. My black card would get revoked.
Look, do you want to go to Harvard or not?
Jamila nods soberly.
Friggin' amateurs. See, when I have sex outdoors, what I like to do is...
Boundaries!
Sorry.
Boundaries.
Later, with Aisha and others.
I cannot believe you're not stepping with us this year. I'm mad at you. You're killing me, okay?
I've been spending all my time on Theta. I've got to focus on getting into Harvard. But you are a dope choreographer. You don't need me.
You're right. You're right. I am seriously dope. Thanks.
Hey, did you guys hear about that sorority that had sex on their lawn?
Oh, yeah. Somebody tweeted... SBB stands for Skanky Bougie Broads. It was me.
Of course it was. Dean Berman is trying to rehabilitate their image, get them to do something outstanding.
You mean get through a sentence without the word like?
I mean like having them step.
Okay, white people stepping.
I know.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Dumbest shit. So stupid.
Stepping is a black Greek thing. Mm.
I will say, though, that we did get our letters and our organizational structure from white fraternities and sororities. I mean, what's wrong with sharing one part of our culture with them?
Helping white Greeks jack our traditions is a slap in the face to our founders. Mm. No, worse. A slap in the face, then a headlock, and a weave yank. And that ain't cute.
So just to be clear, you're not on board.
Can you imagine all the little Beckys trying to get the beat? They trying. Girl, you crazy.
Dean Berman. Idiot.
At the SBB house, Danielle.
Ladies, this probation is preposterous. We are not going to take this lying down like a pillow princess. Our redemption begins at tonight's social with Zeta Pi.
I still like Data Pi better.
You would, fruit fly. Be aggressively delightful tonight. Have sunshine shooting out of your cooters. You must all be sunshine cooter shooters.
Beth and Jamila arrive.
Middle of a meeting. Sorry. Okay, you all remember Jamila. She works for Dean Berman in student affairs. She wants to talk to us about our suspension.
Please enlighten us.
So, I think I have a way to save your charter and get you reinstated. You would compete in a charity step show. It would show the dean that you are capable of teamwork, community service, cultural awareness. And you would get great press.
Libby.
That could be really fun. I'm an excellent country line dancer.
That surprises no one. Thanks, but no thanks. We're sorority girls, not showgirls.
Actually, you'd be legends. First white Greeks ever to step.
Sandra.
We're not all white Greeks.
Right. Thank you. Stepping requires an extraordinary amount of discipline. And to make it easier, mentally and physically, we don't drink during the week. Jesus Christ, calm down.
I'm sorry, but Margarita Mondays at brunches, that's an SBB tradition.
Turned up Tuesdays at Flex? Hello.
And if you think we're missing Wind Down Wednesdays at Bed Spins, you can lick my...
I think we've heard enough. SBBs, they're out.
I don't know.
Danielle leads them out of the room.
The dean is making an example of us. SBB has become a beacon of powerful, sexy bitches that every guy wants to be with, and every girl wants to lose 30 pounds and be like, we are highly respected on Greek Row, that's all that matters.
They arrive at the Zeta Pi social.
Hey, SBB, the ficus in the corner. Start screwing.
Oh, where's Tyler? He's going to get some.
I thought Devin nailed her.
Nah, I think they both hit it.
SBB, STD.
At home, Dane and Jamila watch a zombie movie.
Did you order food?
No, I just ate.
Jamila opens the door to Danielle.
Okay.
Nice digs. Well, look who has their own slice of Wonder Bread.
Pumpernickel.
Can I help you with something?
Step show. We're in.
Great. SBB tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
OK.
can't wait.
Danielle rolls her eyes. On her way to the door, she glances back.
Seriously? A snuggie?
I'm sorry, did I hear that right? You're teaching a white sorority to step?
Dean Berman is forcing me.
Look, there are better ways to impress Harvard than playing Debbie Allen at the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Oh, well, thanks for having my back, just like you did with my parents.
Well, they had a point. You don't aim high enough. Your ancestors fought for your access to education. You should honor their struggle.
Struggle? But you should honor my struggle not to slap you. Snuggle me.
The next night, Jamila at SBB with a megaphone.
It is 9:17 p.m., ladies. You are late to an event taking place literally 100 feet from your bedroom. Get your flat asses in gear. Go, go, go!
My ass is perfectly shaped for my frame!
Line up in two rows.
Do we have to do this in the basement? It is really creepy down here.
Says the girl who does it in the bushes.
Stepping makes a lot of noise. If we do this upstairs, your neighbors will burn this place to the ground. Where's Amber?
Does she get a demerit, drill sergeant?
You know, when I was president of my sorority, I led by example. Maybe if you tried that, your charter wouldn't be in danger.
Amber arrives.
Okay, now that we're all here, what makes a great step team?
Oh, big ass feet.
Jesus.
Clever. But no.
Oh.
Unity.
I was gonna guess that.
In order to create the beat, everyone has to be in sync.
Like our periods.
The audience spots mistakes and weak links immediately, and then you are done. So you have to think of yourselves as limbs of the same body.
Sounds really corporate retreaty. Are we gonna do trust falls next?
Jamila gets face to face with Danielle.
Do not talk while I am talking. I'll extend you the same courtesy. It's like mutual respect. Okay? Okay, let's back it up a little bit. Let me see you guys dance.
I thought we were here to step, and that's different to dance.
You're right. But I gotta see what I'm working with. First five.
She turns on some music and observes. Beth twerks with a big smile on her face. Libby flips her hair as she runs in place on her tiptoes. Sandra stands and strokes her long hair.
Right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Put your hands up. Eight, two, one, eight.
Danielle undulates her body, thrusting her hips, then does a series of twirls. Amber runs her hands up and down her body suggestively. Then she lies on her back and kicks her feet in the air. Then she gets on all fours and thrusts her hips. Libby gets on one knee and does a swimming stroke. Sandra tosses her hair over one shoulder, then the other. Amber on her knees claws the air like a cat. Beth does an exaggerated karate pose.
Okay, I've seen enough. All right, today we're gonna do some stepping. I'm gonna teach you an eight count. Watch my hands, watch my feet, and really listen to the rhythm.
She performs a combination of steps, claps, and body slaps.
Okay, now slow. Now you try it. Five, six, seven, eight. Stomp, clap, slap, stomp, clap. Bend your knees.
Not one of them repeats her movements correctly. Danielle.
Okay, just stop. This is so childish. This is going to impress no one. Danielle, try this step alone.
My pleasure.
She walks up to Jamila and performs a series of random steps and claps, ending with raising her middle finger.
Oh, God. Is she crazy?
Something like that. Let's call it a night, ladies. Practice this on your own. Same time tomorrow.
Upstairs, Jamila opens the SBB fridge.
Oh, my God.
It is full of bottles and cans. She chooses one.
I totally only drink things with skinny in the title.
Like my handiwork?
A young African-American man.
I built this so you can grab a bottle from anywhere and the rest will redistribute without breaking. You a, your new pledge, or?
Oh, hell no.
You'd have to pay me, like, 12 Scrooge McDuck gold vaults to pledge SBB. Especially with Darth Vader as president.
Wow. DuckTales and a Star Wars reference in one sentence. What's your name?
Not pledge.
Jamila.
Jamila. It's Arabic for beautiful or lovely. I'm a former Arabic studies minor. I wanted to open a ski resort in Afghanistan.
Well, what could go wrong there?
He reaches around her to get a bottle opener.
Kevin.
So you just hang out in sorority houses, Kevin? It's pretty creepy.
Darth Hader is my sister.
Flashbacks.
Danielle.
Nipple. Ah, bitch! Christ, crack cooters.
Spit it at her. Danielle. Her?
Yeah.
So you're adopted?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm like, have somebody ran practice late. It's been like 20 minutes.
Danielle looks back and forth from Kevin to Jamila.
My brother makes very bad decisions when it comes to relationships. I like to counsel him because I'm an amazing sister and an excellent leader. I'll be right back.
Easy.
She
touched her hair. Yeah. Sharpton. We used to bathe together as kids. She gets a pass.
Good luck with that.
She puts down her bottle.
Thanks for the drink.
Yep.
She heads out.
Well, I'm around if you need anything.
So,
the next day.
You guys are missing some of the basic cultural building blocks for stepping. Plus, Danielle thinks what we're doing is childish. And that gave me an idea. This is Deja. This is Alani. They're from 40th Street, where my sorority volunteers every week.
Why would you be doing community service if you didn't get a DUI?
Oh, my God.
The shade is real.
Oh. Okay. Show them what you got, ladies.
The girls face each other and clap hands.
Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black, with silver buttons, all down her back.
Okay, fine, that was precious, but everybody's played patty cake as a kid.
Oh, no. Patty cake is Taylor Swift. Ms. Mary Mack is Beyonce. Partner up, give it a shot.
The SBB sisters practice a routine. Some are better than others. Danielle is focused on her cell phone. Jamila tries to get her attention.
Hello?
Sandra is struggling.
Sis, don't let that white girl out-rhythm you.
Excuse me, lady. Is that how we speak to our elders?
It is in my house.
Ooh, I like you.
No, she's rude.
Hey.
Jamila takes Sandra aside.
You should really take this more seriously. You have so much potential. And you kind of have the most to gain. You're learning something to connect to your people.
Sandra rolls her eyes.
I'm just saying, your life is kind of all white everything.
Being around black culture.
I'm sorry. Isn't your boyfriend white?
Much to his dismay, yes.
So I can't be around white people. But you can be all up under Iggy Brosalia. Your hypocrisy bores me.
Hey, I feel you. I'm a suburban girl, too. I'm not saying you need that.
You need to worry about your own little life and let me live mine.
She flicks her hair in Jamila's face and walks away. Jamila to herself.
You are so thoughtful, Jamila. I got you, girl, anytime. You are so smart and brilliant. So nice to be around people who care. Anytime, girl. High five.
SBB meeting.
Beth, you were supposed to have our appeal letter drafted 3 days ago. Get your shit together. Libby, where are we at with our threat to freeze alumni donations?
Amber is asleep.
Amber, you literally just sat down. You cannot possibly be asleep!
Sorry. It's $20?
What is going on here? I am the only one trying to fix this. You were all sitting on your tits. If any more SBB business falls through the cracks, I am pulling the plug on this entire step show.
Threats? That's bold leadership.
Jamila enters and takes a seat.
Don't talk when I'm talking and I'll do the same. It's called, like, mutual respect.
That, like, supposed to be me?
Moving on. We are completely behind on our community service / fundraising / SBB bonding night.
Well, speaking of which, if Her Majesty would cede me the floor, I have business.
Danielle glares at her.
Thank you. Beth and I have been doing some shopping for props and costumes. All in, we're looking at $3,000. How much is in your special events account?
Well, we don't have an account per se.
Every month we make a cute video for Libby's daddy asking him for money. He wires it, and then we all go out for a fancy dinner.
Oh, and then we give the doggy bags to the homeless people. That part was my idea.
So sweet. It's really good. Really fulfilling.
It's a good idea. That's your fundraising, community service, and chapter bonding?
Yeah.
Ladies, trust me, raising money yourselves is a lot more rewarding. It can even be fun, like a karaoke night or something.
Oh, I love to sing.
And I'll organize a real community service project.
Why?
No.
Guys, there is no better feeling than helping people who need it.
It'll be great.
Downer! You are like a Sarah McLachlan animal commercial. By the way, can we talk about our rehearsal space? Stomping on concrete. Should I send you my chiropractor bills?
Yes, and it's killing our petties.
And our knees.
Mm-hmm. That's what's killing your knees.
You need to get that Black Widow out of your box, Missy.
Or else what?
I'll get it out for you.
Jamila jumps to her feet.
I'll see what I can do about the rehearsal space. In the meantime, can you guys go 5 minutes without being dicks to each other?
We can try.
So glad I stopped by.
On her way to the door, Jamila receives a notification that Kevin is following her on Instagram. She smiles. She puts her phone in her pocket, then takes it out again. She follows him back, then sends a message. So you said if I needed anything... In a lumber warehouse, Jamila pushes a cart down an aisle. Kevin rides on the cart, propped up on his elbow, looking up at her.
Is this a date? Because it kind of looks like a date.
No. Dates require romance, potential longevity, actual physical attraction.
I guess you're just what I need.
Oh, God, no. Cars don't tell me you like the Cars.
Yes.
No, the late 70s is about Chaka Khan and Rick James, P-Funk. Cars are so corny.
Ooh. I didn't realize corny meant seamlessly combining punk minimalism, classic rock showmanship, and new wave synth. I'm gonna learn so much from you.
Did you guys find anything?
3/4 maple wood board for a low platform, and the biggest wall mirrors you have is for step practice.
Actually, I might got this. We just need plywood.
Right. If you want the wood to warp and break your girl's ankles.
He's actually right, man. Platform is safer, more stable, and it's hollow, so it'll echo like a real stage. My girl and I argue like this all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not his girl.
Thanks, bro.
Sorry.
The worker leaves.
I have a boyfriend, FYI.
Why isn't he here buying wood with you?
He's just not that good with his hands.
Oh, you know...
Don't you dare. And I didn't mean, ugh. I guess you're not that gross.
Yeah, this is definitely a date.
No, it's not a date.
In fast motion, Jamila and Kevin arrange 2x4 wooden beams on the basement floor of the SBB house. Using an electric drill as well as hammer and nails, they attach sheets of wood to the beams to create a dance platform. At one point, Danielle comes down the stairs and sees Jamila and Kevin having fun while they work. She goes back upstairs. Next, a montage of Jamila leading the SBB sisters in practice sessions on the new platform. Young Deja and Alani return to help them with the patty cake routine. Libby looks excited when she finally masters the routine. In other sessions, Jamila teaches the more complicated steps and claps. In between lessons, Jamila receives a playful Snapchat from Kevin. He has added a dog nose, ears, and tongue to his selfie video. She laughs. At another session, Sandra practices the patty cake routine with Alani. Amber presses her palms together and performs a freestyle move in front of the other girls. Danielle looks unimpressed. Deja and Alani continue to coach the girls. Amber perfects the patty cake routine, then Beth. They all gather around to watch Sandra and explode with excitement when Sandra masters the routine. During another step session, Danielle accidentally steps on Amber's foot. Amber shoves her, then a massive argument breaks out. Jamila tries to intervene.
Lady!
Next, while jogging with Beth, Jamila steps in dog poop.
Oh. Apt metaphor.
What?
I just mean, the girls are getting better, but if they can't work together as a team, we're screwed.
Hey, girl.
Aisha with other Theta sisters.
I'm headed to the Pilates class that you prepaid for, but keep missing.
Yeah, I know, I've been so incognito lately.
You know, I've just been running more. Just, girl, I don't do running. I mean, I will do side bends or sit-ups, but I will not lose my butt.
Oh, hey, Betsy.
Hey, Beth.
Right. Aren't you an SBB?
Yeah, don't hold it against me.
So how's the theft? Ooh, I mean, cultural appropriation. I mean, stepping, coming.
Well, I mean, it started pretty rough, because it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
But we have a pretty sick-ass coach, so.
She smiles at Jamila.
You're not teaching them, are you, Jam?
Girl, you crazy. Teaching.
I'm busy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Cardio, Harvard.
I mean, I'm surprised they find time to practice with all the tanning sessions and blow drying.
Girl, yeah. When was the last time you left the house without your edges laid?
Cheryl? No, I didn't send for you. So
we should run. We should run because mm-hmm. we don't want our Fitbits judging us tonight. Because we want to be more like, okay.
Oh, no, girl. You mad sweaty. You know I don't do sweat.
I glow.
I forgot. You're right. Okay, girl. Bye. Girl, see ya.
Oh, don't. You about to get that shit again.
Bye.
I don't know what's going on with her.
Out of control. Jamila and Beth, run.
If my sorors find out I am teaching you to step, it is going to get ugly. Like Love and Hip Hop reunion show, ugly.
I like Love and Hip Hop reunion shows.
I know.
In a common area, Amber is asleep at a table. Jamila sits at another table reading a comic book hidden behind a textbook. She is wearing headphones. Kevin rolls past her in a chair. He rolls back the other way. As he rolls by a third time, Jamila glances up from her book. Kevin playfully lifts his feet in the air as he glides back and forth in front of her. He grins and stops.
What do you got, an exam on that comic book? I didn't know you liked zombies.
She takes off the headphones.
Campus is all abuzz about these white girls stepping next week.
Are they excited?
Depends on the skin tone. Seems to be a direct correlation between pigmentation and indignation.
Great, so my college legacy will be Auntie Tom, sellout house negress.
Let's postpone your pity party. Okay, my sis tells me you guys are doing a karaoke fundraiser.
Yeah.
No, karaoke is way more fun with a live band. And I happen to play keyboard.
So your legacy will be the keyboard playing, Arabic studying, snowboarding handyman? Honey, you a mess.
Or a renaissance man.
I'm just gonna get back to work, so.
She picks up the comic. Kevin rolls around to Jamila's side of the table. He leans towards her.
Let me take you out. Like a date. I'm not, you know, dinner date kind of guy. I'm more original with my game.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I just think it's probably too soon for a ski weekend in Afghanistan, so.
The whole playing hard to get thing really works well for you.
You got a lot of balls.
Yeah. Just two.
So corny.
There you go. That word again. Look, make a list of everything that's not corny so I can be cooler in the future.
Oh, you got it. What's your email?
Twobigballs@forreal.com.
Two micro...
Massive.
Balls at inyourdreams.com. Okay, got it.
The karaoke event. A bearded student is on stage.
Campus here and we're in effect. Want you to push it, babe. Cool and by day.
He stops to have a drink. Beth and Jamila are at the bar.
$2,100 at the door.
Jim, will you gay marry me?
Yeah!
They high-five Sandra.
Hey, I need more song lists.
Behind the bar. I crossed out the Prince songs. Drunk asshole screeching Purple Rain is no way to honor his memory.
Danielle.
You missed my rendition of Bitch Better Have My Money, and calling it epic would be a gross understatement.
Kevin and his band are on stage.
Up next, Jamila. Please report to the stage. Jamila.
Jamila heads to the stage and approaches Kevin.
Cute.
I've been called worse. So what'll it be? Shoop. Single ladies. Well.
Jamila goes over and whispers something to the lead guitarist. She picks up the mic.
I thought that was Cordy.
I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time.
She acts flirty with Kevin.
Just what I needed. I needed someone to be.
Jamila returns the mic and steps off the stage. Danielle approaches her.
Quick second. Stay away from my brother.
He falls really hard and really fast. He just got out of a bad breakup. He doesn't need some rebound chick heart raping him.
I have a boyfriend who's driven.
And Kevin is my best friend in the world. And if you hurt him, I will wear your ass like a leg warmer.
Great job up there.
Next, Jamila, wearing a bathrobe, her hair wrapped in a towel, lies down on her bed. A single candle burns on a bedside table. She reaches over and picks up her phone. A text from Beth.
Tanner, come to Flex with us tonight. It's a ladies' night. Epic buzz for minimal tickets.
Maybe, but I'm kind of stressed. Just want to chill, okay?
Text from Aisha.
Sora's from Cornell in town tonight. Dying to see you. Flex at 11. Ladies' night.
Beth.
Come, for reals. SBBs are actually missing you.
Aisha.
It's a nag, but this MIA routine is making girls feel some kind of way.
Dane.
My plans fell through. You down for some spoken word tonight?
Oh.
Kevin.
You know I've been thinking about you. All good thoughts. Well, mostly good thoughts.
Childproof your thoughts, buddy. I got a boyfriend, remember?
She sends it to Dane instead of Kevin.
Maybe I'll stop by on my way to plan.
Sora say they want to bring the party to you.
Role playing again. Coming over.
Text from the Dean.
What? Hey, could you grab me a cheeseburger pizza and some bacon-wrapped onion rings? It's Saturday night! Sorry, Bishop. That was for the hubby. Do not judge my card loading.
Daytime. Jamila enters the SBB basement where the step team is practicing.
Okay, hold that pose. Throw your hand sign up. You gotta let people know the koala bear is your emblem. And this is an applause break and a chance for you guys to catch your breath. Also, you stopped becoming moving targets, so get ready for projectiles, hot dogs, sodas, any aerodynamic concession, really.
Well, if they throw it, they better be ready to catch it.
It doesn't matter, We are gonna kill it.
Actually, there's one more thing. You guys need to get intense.
Beth stomps her foot. The others just look at her.
Gentlemen!
Six African-American men wearing Roe Beta Moo sweaters enter the basement. They stand on the platform facing the SBB team. One of them steps forward, facing the line of sisters.
Greetings from the brothers of the rugged, the raucous, and also ruthless, rolling out the chapter of Roe Beta Mu Fraternity, Incorporated!
Roe Beta Mu!
Jesus Christ.
Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Amber.
SBB! I'm from Texas.
Jamila looks amused.
Pitiful! Man, y'all need to spit with some fire. Put some bass and gravel in y'all voice. Y'all can say some whack-ass words all day. But if you spit with some fire, you'll make them people's ass hair stand up. Hey. Their ass! Make their ass hair! Stand up!
Libby smiles sweetly until the leader faces her. Then she contorts her face into a frown.
Shut up!
Say hello, kitty.
Hitting on me?
I said say hello, kitty!
Hello, kitty?
Louder!
Hello, kitty!
Not from the back of your throat, from the bottom of your ass!
Hello, kitty!
Louder!
Hello, kitty!
Jamila looks satisfied. The leader backs away from Libby and continues down the line. He stops in front of Sandra.
Say honey boo-boo.
Honey boo-boo.
Pull that Barbie out of your butt, sis!
Honey boo-boo!
He moves on to Amber.
Chicken!
Chicken!
Tenders!
Tenders!
Chicken tenders!
Chicken tenders!
I said chicken tenders!
I said chicken tenders!
Calm down, white girl.
He moves down the line and faces Danielle.
Say Chef Boyardee.
You've got to be kidding me.
Come on, Becky, with the good hair. Say it like you mean it.
Chef Boyardee, bitch! Shit! 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 Shit!
She puts her palm over her face and calms down. She turns back to the leader and stares at him. He opens his mouth, then closes it. He moves down the line, where Beth is jumping up and down in place. She looks at him hopefully.
Guess what I'm talking about! Now who are you?
SPD!
I can't hear you!
SPD! SPD! SPD!
Nighttime. Inside a large building on campus, a banner reads, Step to Stomp Breast Cancer. Jamila and Dane arrive. Aisha approaches them.
Jan, what's up, Dane? Can you believe the white girls are actually trying to step tonight?
No.
If they want to sample the black experience, let them be slaves and step in chains. And we'll knock 100 points off their credit score. See how they feel about that.
Aisha!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
They don't know, do they? Lying to your own sorors. Sad times.
Let's just get through this so I can go home and fling myself off the balcony.
The dean.
God, you're going to feel really bad when I have a heart attack.
Is that how you greet your boss? Jane Hagley. It's a pleasure, sir. I've heard such great things. I'm proud of you for following your heart and marrying your life partner. You're a brave soldier in the war on intolerance.
The dean looks at him blankly. To Jamila.
So, the Daily Orange is coming, as well as some other local media. Hopefully we get some exposure.
You know, between the community service and the step show, this might work.
If this doesn't work, we're screwed.
He heads into the auditorium.
Sad times. Sad times.
They go in. At their seats, Dane looks at the program.
All right, we've got. All right.
Remind me again for whom I should be rooting?
Root for whomever you want.
Oh.
Up next, we have one of the best step teams. I do not think you are ready.
In the wings, the SBBs, Beth is crying.
It's just my nervous cry. It makes for a really awkward job interviews and first dates.
The Thetas walk by.
It don't take but a stiff breeze to get a white girl crying.
It's a serious condition.
Up next, it is our undefeated stepping champions. It's the Biggie Smalls of stepping, the lovely ladies of Theta Chi Phi.
SBBs watch from the wings as the Thetas take the stage. The eight dancers are wearing short black skirts and red mesh t-shirts. They bend over at the waist and form a huddle to begin their routine.
E-T-A, rock it! E-T-A, rock it! E-T-A, rock! Let's go!
They separate from the huddle and stand in a staggered formation. Four judges watch with interest as the dancers stomp, clap, and slap their thighs. They move their heads, arms, and legs in time with a fast rhythm. The dancers are perfectly in sync. Suddenly they freeze, with their hands positioned like claws. They start the next routine clapping in unison. While stepping and clapping, they move into a V-shaped formation with Aisha in the middle.
High five!
Aisha performs a freestyle dance while the other Thetas step and clap in unison around her.
It's wrong.
Aisha joins the others and they form a line, crouching in a football position. They break away from the line, stepping and clapping. They crouch over and run in place, mimicking football players.
It's wrong.
They form a line, then kick out to the side in unison. Two of the dancers bend over backwards, then the others toss Aisha over them. She lands on her feet, and the Thetas freeze. Beth starts to applaud, but her SBB sisters stop her.
16.
The Thetas begin their next routine. Standing in a line, they clap and wave their arms in the air in perfect unison. The audience shows their appreciation as the Thetas twerk, then strut off stage.
This
It's a rap journey. Gotta go and state of mind like Steph Curry. It's a rap, homie. Build vibes only. Married to the game.
After the Thetas leave the stage, Danielle turns to the SBBs and addresses them.
In the fire department here, because they just set the stage on fire. Let me hear you make some noise for the Thetas.
Okay, Sigmas. Do we want to be the girls who bombed? Or do you want to be the girls that blew the roof off this bitch?
Oh, I want to blow the roof off the bitch.
Yes, Libby.
We have a little different flavor going on today. Hashtag they are white as shit.
Jamila.
She's racist. She's being racist.
Black people can't be racist to white people.
Oh, my God. Never say that again.
Systemic racism.
Danielle.
The shit is Amber. She's on her way.
Get your hot sauce in your bag, swag. Because shit's about to get real bland around here.
All right.
Come on, put your hands together.
Fine, now.
Sigma Beta Beta!
The SBB sisters are wearing pink shorts, pink midriff shirts, cowboy boots, and pink cowboy hats.
Cowboys? That's cool.
That's yeah.
Well, I'm sure if there's any Native Americans in the audience, they'd feel great about that, you know. It's not like it was a genocide or anything.
The nine dancers start by making their finger sign on top of their heads. They stand in a line and start their routine. They move forward, forming shapes with their arms as they perform their rehearsed steps. Jamila shakes her head as she watches the routine. The dean looks pleased. The Thetas return to the wings to watch them. They freeze in position, then take off their hats and toss them aside. They move from a V-shape to a line while stepping and clapping. Not all of the sisters are in sync with each other. They freeze, forming heart shapes with their hands. Amber arrives in the wings. She runs on stage and takes her place in line. Dane.
White people time.
Thanks for joining us, Amber. Really appreciate it.
S-B-B, lean.
They link arms and lean backwards. Danielle loses her balance and falls to the floor. Jamila.
Oh, my God.
Your God can't help you now.
The SBBs scramble on stage. They get in formation and start the next routine.
Two, one.
For the finale, five of the dancers piggyback the other five. They cheer and make their finger signs on top of their heads. The judges make notes. The 10 SBBs stand in a line and freestyle dance. The dean no longer looks happy. SBBs attempt to dance in unison as they strut off stage. Libby, the last in line, trips and falls on her way out. Dane.
It's great job, babe. Congratulations.
Well, that was an experience. Dee Berman, I'd like to formally request sobriety tests for all of those young ladies, because there's no way they came out here and did that sober. And then the girl fell at the end. What did she trip on, life? Let's give it up for our sisters in Christ. Sigma, Beta, we don't have rhythm, Ada. Woo! Iggy Azalea, come on down, get your background down.
At least it's for breast cancer.
On his way out of the auditorium, the dean approaches Jamila.
SBB couldn't even nail their dance routine. What? I'm pulling their charter.
Timberman,
wait. I can see the hashtags already. Hashtag Black Steppers Matter. Hashtag Steppers So White. We're lucky we didn't have a race riot.
You're overreacting. Shocker. Please just be patient. I promise I will show you what SBB is capable
of. It didn't work. It's over, Bishop.
He walks away.
Let's go. I'm so not in the mood to socialize.
Wow. It's coming to this, huh? Cowering to avoid your own betrayal.
Okay, you are being super judgy.
Sorry, super judgy? Jesus, you're becoming one of them. Okay, don't forget that you had a brain before these Beckys started turning you. Oh, what, you actually care about SBB?
Enough to help, yeah.
This is serious. Look, you've abetted the latest cultural theft. Look, get ready for white, waspy step shows to sweep the nation, blonde ponytails swinging, stomping off beat. What's up, brother? Hey, got you later. Good looks. Now Whitey can finally add stepping to the long list of things that we've stolen from black culture, including jazz, rock and roll, those beaded vacation cornrows. Okay, that is on you, Slugworth.
We need to break up.
No, we don't need to break up. I just bought us tickets to the New Edition reunion tour.
Dane, you're never on my side. I didn't see it before because you look so great on paper. You're smart, you're handsome, you don't have that weird white boy smell.
White boy smell?
It's like a leather couch and wet dog and hair gel, and it doesn't matter. I'm done being proof of how liberal you are. That's what your Prius is for.
She starts to leave, then turns back.
Beaded vacation cornrows? Really?
She walks off. Dane sniffs his shoulder. The SBBs sit in a bar, silently drinking. Jamila is with them. Sandra.
Well, I guess we all know who's responsible for all this.
Dean Berman.
Miss Libby.
Amber.
You know what? Oh, enough with the slut shaming.
What are you, a virgin?
Yes, I'm a Catholic.
Stop fighting.
The white girls crash and burn.
The ones who were there, you know, when the show started, they did just fine.
It's really just
Danielle.
A shame that I was the only one who took this seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Jamila smashes a glass.
Stop! This is a shit show.
Right? We would have been fine if you had showed up on time.
No, I'm talking about your sorority. Nobody respects you guys because you don't respect each other. There is zero sisterhood here. Danielle, why did you choose these girls at Rush? Why did you choose Amber?
Because I knew if we ever needed help dropping and or popping it, we'd have an in-house instructor.
What about my face is giving you joke time?
Danielle glances at Amber.
She was a tough broad. In a campus full of girly girls, I thought, well, here's this badass chick who's wicked smart, sees through bullshit, and plays by her own rules. I respected that.
Okay. What about Sandra?
Sandra's unique. Fashionable. She had a bad experience with another sorority. I knew their loss was our gain.
Okay, this is great. And Libby?
Her father's rich, very wealthy.
Come on.
I don't know, she's like an innocent little redneck.
Ooh, that's not a compliment, that hurts.
No, I knew that other houses would try to turn her into a New Yorker. She needed a place where she could let her Confederate flag fly.
Mm-mm.
Not literally.
Not at all.
Beth.
And me? I know saying nice things about me gives you the squirts, but you're kind of on a roll.
You were an insurance policy. I knew that if I ever had a bad day for the rest of my time during college, that you'd be there to cheer me up. Your positivity is as infectious as it is nauseating.
Thank you.
Libby.
Eyelashes could pop off.
Jamila.
Oh my God, you guys. There's real love here. You've got to use it. This doesn't have to be the end. There's a way that you guys can prove to the Greeks and the rest of the school, hell, to yourselves, that you are some badass, steppin'-ass bitches. That you are a real sorority and a force to be reckoned with.
How can we do that?
We donate $100,000 to the 40th Street Community Center. It's Dean Berman's favorite charity. All we have to do is win Steptacular. It's the regional step show I told you about. First prize is $100,000.
We didn't even place at a student step show. How are we gonna win at a regional one?
The reason you choked tonight is because your teamwork sucked. Trust me, if you get that back, if you build up the sisterhood, I promise you have a real shot.
Libby.
I say hell yeah. I mean, all in favor?
Excuse me.
I am the president. I will conduct the votes. Look, we had a good run. Let's just quit while we're ahead.
They each look at Danielle hopefully. Libby pouts and puts her palms together, pleading.
For the record, when this goes to shit, I told you so.
Amber picks up her bag and heads for the door. Jamila stops her.
She loves all of us.
Hey. Hi. Even after one drink, are you sure you're an SBB?
I know, right? I gotta go. But thanks.
Oh, okay.
While they hug, Jamila drops her cell phone into Amber's bag. Amber leaves.
Hey, Beth. Can I borrow your phone?
Jamila uses Beth's phone to track her own. Later, she is parked across the street from a strip club called Choices. When Jamila sees Amber leave the bar, she gets out of her car and approaches her.
Hey. Want to chat?
They sit on the hood of Jamila's car.
When you bounce from foster home to foster home, a sorority feels like a stable family. I didn't tell the girls because I didn't want to be an SBB charity case.
Yeah, but stripping? Why not just bartend at Flex like Beth?
I make $1,000 a night.
Are they hiring? I'm sorry you've been going through all this.
What, you think white girls can't struggle? The struggle is real.
They hug.
Can you please tell me your stripper name?
Bob.
The next day, on the front lawn of the SBB house.
Okay, this is a teamwork exercise. Your arms will stay linked up no matter what. Your sisterhood is your bond. Do not let it break.
Jamila runs at them at full speed, breaking through between Amber and Libby. Next, the Robeta Moo leader addresses the team.
You need to look nasty, furious, demonic. This is your haka. This is your war cry.
That was aggressive.
Scare the broads off your island. Because this is your island. SBB Island.
Interspersed with scenes of Jamila repeatedly breaking through the linked arms.
SBB Island! SBB Island!
Eventually, they hold each other strong enough to keep Jamila from breaking through.
Can I get an ugly on three? 1, 2, 3!
Alright!
One of the frat guys comes running up and breaks through the line. The SBBs chase him down and beat up on him.
Get his legs! Get his legs! No, guys, no! No biting!
Later, Jamila exits a store. She sees Kevin leaning on his parked car.
Word on the street
is that you sent white Malcolm X packing. Should I believe the streets?
She puts a hand on her hip.
You can this time.
Perfect, because I have planned possibly the sickest date in the history of courtship, but it's time sensitive, so we should get going.
Okay, I'll just go change.
No need. You won't be wearing that outfit for long.
Presumptuous. And dead wrong.
Not like that. It's just, the best date ever requires a little wardrobe change.
He takes a shopping bag out of the car and holds it up. Jamila grins. Later, they arrive at a raging zombie-themed party inside a store. They are both in full zombie makeup and costumes.
Well played, Harris. Very original.
Yeah.
Kevin takes her hand, and they join the crowded party. In slow motion, the zombie partygoers jump up and down on the dance floor. Others eat from a buffet of foods that are disguised as various body parts. A beverage fountain flows with a red-colored drink. Jamila and Kevin take selfies on the dance floor. After the party, they walk together.
So, what your theta girl's gonna say now that you're out of the nerd closet?
This is not an image I plan on projecting to my thetas.
It's like there's this awesome chick inside of you, right? Then on the surface, it's like work, success, motivation.
Well, I don't expect you to understand. You have white parents.
What is that?
Bougie black parents are tough. Little perfect black girls did not read comic books. I had to steal them from my guy friends. I don't know. It's like I got so good at doing exactly what I was supposed to do that it didn't really leave time to find a passion.
You can always be a zombie slayer. Relax. You'll figure it out.
She stops and looks at him.
It's that simple, huh?
It can be.
They continue walking.
So why are you single?
Every girl I tried to date was crazy, flaky, and in the last case, a lesbian.
I feel her pain.
Me too. So.
Actually, I have a confession to make.
She stands facing him.
I am sane, I'm dependable, and mostly heterosexual.
She moves closer and pulls him towards her by his shirt collar. They kiss. In the background, a storefront window is full of zombies watching them and clawing at the glass. Nighttime at the SBB house. Inside, it is quiet. A vibration causes a photo on the wall to shake. Someone knocks on the front door. They open the door to a young brunette woman.
I'm from Kappa next door. You shook our house. We lost a row of totally irreplaceable
shot glasses.
Jamila closes the door and turns to the SBBs.
I think you're ready.
Oh my God, I need to shower now.
Jamila reads a text from Aisha. Yo, emergency chapter meeting tonight. My place, 10 o'clock. Later, she arrives at Aisha's.
Hey, sup, ladies?
Aisha crosses her arms and glares at Jamila.
Well, this is one lame surprise party.
Jamila's mother enters the room.
Mom?
Soror Yvonne.
I'm not calling you Soror Yvonne.
Did you violate the sanctity of our sisterhood? Have you betrayed all of your Black Greek brothers and sisters?
Those are very abstract questions.
Oh, so you think this is funny? Well, let me remind you. Our organizations were founded to create community where there was none, built upon sisterhood in a world that did not welcome us. And over 100 years, we have stood the test of time.
This is your fault. Yeah, you and Dad screwed me with Harvard.
This has nothing to do with family.
Well, I didn't start this conversation, and I damn sure didn't send for you. Sorry it's not going the way you planned, Soror Yvonne.
Jamila's mother looks at Aisha. Aisha shakes her head. Jamila's mother picks up her purse and heads for the door.
You do not deserve to wear our letters.
She leaves. Aisha to Jamila.
You lied to my face. We don't get down with you anymore, so when you see us around the yard, keep walking.
Aisha,
I don't want to hear it. Why don't you just run to the SBBs? They're not your sorors. They're not your friends. You're the help. That's how those bitches look at you, and that's how they always gonna look at you.
Actions have consequences, Jamila.
Why don't you just step?
Jamila looks at the other girls. They all sit with their arms crossed. Jamila leaves. The next day, Jamila arrives at her job on campus. She meets with him in his office.
When you took this job, I told you that even though you're still a student, you represent this office.
Of course.
Then why am I seeing these?
Online photos of Jamila partying with the SBBs.
I wasn't in the twerk pyramid.
Photo of her in the twerk pyramid.
God.
What were you thinking?
I know this looks really bad,
but I'm sorry. I have to fire you. And Nick and I can't endorse you to Harvard. Not now.
Jamila looks devastated. Later, the SBBs rehearse in their basement. Jamila arrives. She sits down and watches them, looking distracted, barely aware of what is going on. The sisters stop dancing. Libby.
Jamila. What's wrong, honey?
I got fired.
What?
What? No!
They all gather around her. Beth hugs her.
Dean Berman found pictures of me partying here with you guys, and I'm an employee, so...
Oh, so we're gonna do something about this?
Like what?
I don't know, Sandra. Give me like 40 seconds. I'm gonna have these things chambered.
Wait, how did he get the pictures?
Aisha.
What? She did not.
SBB isn't the only sorority with internal drama.
Yeah, but you're like not gonna peace out on us, right?
Jamila stands on the platform and addresses the group.
Listen, guys, I only have one class left and I can finish it online. So I'm gonna go back to Philly and figure out my next move.
What? We're not done choreographing.
Spectacular is 10 days away. What are we supposed to do without our captain?
Danielle is your captain. It'll be fine. You guys know this stuff.
You don't have a job. Just stay with us until Spectacular.
I really can't.
This is bullshit!
I don't have time for this, you guys! I have spent every minute on SBB. Now I don't have a job. My sorors hate
me. Oh, and that's our fault.
My life was perfect before I started coaching SBB. This is obviously the worst mistake I've ever made.
Oh.
Wow.
So you spout out all this sisterhood shit and then you bail when we meet you? What was in it for you? So you and the Thetas could just laugh at a bunch of dumb white girls?
Hello, we're not all white girls. To get closer to my brother? To boost your resume for Harvard?
Jamila stares at Beth.
Was it for Harvard?
Harvard?
Yeah, Jamila wants to go to Harvard Law. Dean Berman is an alum, and so she, what, worked out a deal? That if you tame some crazy white girls, put in a good word?
I figured everybody wins. I get to go to law school, your charter is safe, the community center gets money.
Amber.
You know what?
You're an asshole, and I'm done with you.
Amber heads upstairs. One by one, the others follow her. Beth stays behind. She stares at Jamila, a hurt look on her face. Later, as Jamila is about to leave the house, Sandra stops her.
You're a goddamn phony. Freshman year, I went to a Theta informational meeting. My mother and my grandmother, they're both Thetas. You guys rejected me because I was too whitewashed.
Jamila looks at her helplessly.
I didn't realize.
It's fine. I dodged a bullet. SBB's not perfect, but at least we judge on actions and not stereotypes. We're better off without you, sis.
Later, Jamila sits on a couch next to Kevin.
Long-distance things don't work all the time.
Neither do airbags.
I just have to do what's best for me.
Only problem is that you have no idea what that is.
He gets up and leaves. Daytime. Jamila closes the back of a U-Haul trailer that is hitched to her car. She comes around and gets into the driver's seat. Suddenly, a car comes speeding up. It swerves to a stop, perpendicular to Jamila's car, blocking her.
What the?
Okay, you messed with the wrong bitch today!
She grabs a taser out of her glove box and gets out of the car. Danielle gets out of the other car.
What the hell is wrong with you? I thought you were a crazy person. Obviously, I was right.
I sent the pictures to Dean Berman.
Jamila threatens her with a taser.
I thought you would get into a little trouble, that's all. And then we could bail on Spectacular and I could get SBB back in order. I was trying to protect Kevin. I do not believe this shit. After everything I did for you?
You know, in all fairness, you kind of did it for yourself.
Oh, actually, it was me.
It was me. It was all me.
Jamila closes in on Danielle.
You are so pretty.
Jamila backs off. She composes herself and switches off the taser.
Please come back.
Danielle steps forward. Jamila zaps the taser on and off.
SBB needs you. You may not actually be an SBB, but you're still one of our sisters. I was your coach! Your friend! Not your sister. It doesn't work like that.
All right, listen. I thought Steptacular was a bad idea from the beginning. I admit it. But the girls really want to do it. Together. Please, stay. Help us be better sisters. You said it yourself. There's no better feeling than helping people who need it.
Danielle looks at her hopefully. Jamila breaks into a big fake smile.
I am not the help!
Later, she knocks on Aisha's door. Jamila pushes the door open.
I'm pretty sure I said keep walking, yet here you are.
I came to say goodbye and to apologize. I screwed up.
Just for fun? You know, come in. I'd love to hear this, just for fun. How did you screw up?
I lied to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I bailed on SBB. And I disappointed my parents. You know what? Take that off the list. That doesn't bother me.
Do you even hear yourself? Those are all the same problem. You're a user.
I am not a user.
You used SBB and Dean Berman to get into Harvard? And to be honest, Jamila, I always thought you've been using Theta for years to prove how black you are.
Jamila looks thoughtful.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I joined a black sorority because I wanted people to stop calling me white girl or Oreo. I admit that was the wrong reason. You have to understand, I love Theta. I love my sorors.
You let them take Steppen from us.
Aisha, why people said the same thing about Tiger Woods and the Williams sisters. We said the same thing about Eminem. Races can't own things.
Aisha just stares at her. Jamila shakes her head. She opens the door.
I give up.
She leaves. Aisha looks thoughtful.
You know it's all yours.
Jamila drives.
You're the real MVP to me. It's all yours.
Text from Beth.
The dashboard screen shows the options to read or ignore. Jamila hesitates, then makes a choice.
So much for perfection over excellence. Sister over self. Hashtag weak people quit.
Jamila makes a sudden U-turn across a grassy boulevard. She heads back down the highway. At the SBB house, the sisters are eating snacks and watching an infomercial.
Giant, hefty, man-sized sandwiches, golden, fluffy pancakes, quiches, and pop.
Amber eats ice cream straight from the carton. Jamila enters.
Well, y'all ain't winning shit sitting around like this.
They all stare at her.
Listen, I don't have a job, or a man, or a shot at law school, but I'm here because I believe you guys can win. So either prove me wrong, or get your asses in gear because we have a step show in 1 week.
She heads for the door, then stops and turns back to the group. She looks at them expectantly. Beth jumps up off the couch and runs over to Jamila.
You never even took off your workout clothes.
Beth hugs her. Others join in a group hug, then head downstairs.
Right.
To Danielle.
Oh, you missed me.
A high five from Sandra.
Hey.
Jamila faces Sandra.
Listen. Theta missed out. You'd have been a great soror. But I'll settle for a friend.
Let's win, sis.
They fist bump. A slow motion montage of the SBVs practicing their choreography. They stand in formation, raise and lower their arms, and gracefully bend over backwards. They practice their step moves over and over again, raising their arms and legs in unison. At the end of the rehearsal, they all collapse to the platform, exhausted.
Okay! You guys look good. Let me see it one more time from the top.
No!
God damn it! We have been doing this all night!
I think I gave myself a hemorrhoid.
Okay, fine, take five.
Danielle approaches Jamila.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Kevin. I haven't seen him this upset since they canceled Star Trek Voyager.
Is he sad about me, or is he sad that his sister tried to sabotage his girlfriend?
Danielle grins and points at her.
I said the G word.
Yeah, you did.
You think he'd talk to me?
Danielle shrugs, then smiles and nods.
Get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Jamila runs off. Kevin is asleep on a couch. He wakes up groggily. He sits up and looks through a window. Outside, it is pouring rain. Jamila stands outside Kevin's building, holding her phone and a small Bluetooth speaker over her head. Kevin comes out and looks down from his balcony.
Look, Kevin. I've always been good at everything. Very little in life has challenged me. I had a clear image of my perfect guy, and it looked nothing like you.
Why are your apologies so mean?
No, no, you don't look bad. You look great. Beautiful. Tall and handsome. Teeth are so white. Your skin is so smooth and soft. Like a baby, and it's hairless. I have no idea how you do it. And you're just like a goofball. You play video games online with 12-year-olds.
Okay, I'm about to ask you to leave.
Hey, I'm trying to be corny here. I realize that Harvard is what my parents wanted.
What do you want?
I don't know. But I know I want you. I know I want to give us another shot. What do you say?
That I'm never gonna be a 6'4" football playing lawyer who knows all the lyrics to old Tribe Called Quest songs, and that's who you always wanted, so go find him, man.
He goes back inside. Jamila looks defeated. She slowly heads back to her car.
Hey! Actually.
He approaches her barefooted.
Don't find that guy. In fact, F that guy. He probably doesn't exist anyway. I do.
He moves closer. They embrace and kiss. Jamila jumps into Kevin's arms, and he carries her inside awkwardly. Next, inside an arena, hundreds of seats fill with audience members in fast motion.
Welcome to the 25th annual Steptacular. We bring in fire all night. Give it up for Zeta. Bro, move!
A high-energy female team takes the stage. They carry canes, which they incorporate into their routine. They wave the canes over their heads and tap them on the stage as they step. The audience shows their appreciation.
Give it up for Bro, Zeta, move!
The Ro Beta Mu team performs their strong step routine. Their performance includes kicks and punches, which seem to impress the judges. For their finale, they take off their shirts, exposing their toned abs. Sigma Delta Eta is a female team. The Asian dancers' matching outfits resemble traditional Chinese costumes. They dance at a fast pace, incorporating gymnastics moves such as the splits into their routine. The next contestants are a fraternity dance crew. They wear mismatched outfits as they step, clap, and slap. Their moves include brushing off their shoes and jumping in the air in unison. At the end of their routine, they hop off stage in a neat line.
There it is! I told you, that is why they make it to the Steptacular every single year. Yeah.
The SBBs are backstage, wearing pink robes. Libby.
Oh my God, there's like 10 times as many people here as there was last time.
Next group of ladies, they got brains, beauty, and talent. Y'all give it up for the sexy ladies all the way from West Sky University. Y'all make some noise for Data Kai. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
The Thetas take the stage. They stand in a row wearing coveralls and holding glowing red batons in front of a backdrop of a jet plane.
Sky!
The judges watch with anticipation. The dancers break from the tight row. They move their batons into various positions, mimicking an airport ground controller.
We are the Fates!
Fates! Fates! Fates! The soul stepping Fates!
They step in perfect unison.
When you see us packing up Fates! Fates!
They freeze, holding the batons over their heads. The judges smile and make notes.
So fun!
The Thetas put aside the batons and unzip the tops of their coveralls, revealing black sports bras with a silver design. They step into a line and freeze. The dancers break into an elaborate series of steps, claps, and slaps. They clap their own hands as well as each other's, then lift their legs and clap under their knees. The pace increases. They freeze, then bend backwards and snap back into upright positions. One of the Thetas comes forward.
I heard the SBBs came to step.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. See, what I heard was that the SBBs got some soul.
Like what? Well, let me tell you who's got soul.
They move around the stage while singing, stepping, and clapping. The judges bob their heads to the beat. They move into a row, put their hands on the hips of the dancer in front of them, and bend backwards together. Still in a tight row, they step in unison, then break off into a new formation. Two of the Thetas crouch down in front. A third dancer leaps over them both and lands on the stage in the splits. The crowd jumps to their feet. The leader starts a new routine, waving her arms over her head and from side to side. At first, she dances on her own, then the others follow, until they are moving in perfect unison. They continue the choreography as they strut off stage one by one. The judges applaud.
Where the girls in the club with the black dress, with the big fat booty and the flat chest. You trying to wear the black dress to my address. I got a bed, no frame, just a mattress. Where the tall girls at?
You bet.
Where the small girls at?
The show is over. Oh my God, you know.
Backstage, the Thetas pass the SBBs.
Now I'm going to go ahead and warn y'all. This next group is a little on the Caucasian side.
Amber.
They hate us. What if they blew us off like Showtime at the Apollo?
Oh my God, is that clown guy with the long cane thingy here?
Jamila faces them.
Are you guys feeling out of place? Like maybe they're judging you before you've had a chance to express yourselves?
Yes.
Tell me something. How do you think they feel when they're the only black person in a class?
Or at the office?
So you're saying we're screwed?
I'm saying you're in this position for 10 minutes. Are you gonna fall apart and drown in a pool of white girl tears? Or are you gonna cowgirl the fuck up?
Yep. Yeah. Cowgirl yeah. up? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Do it, guys. Right.
Koala on three. One, two, three.
Koala!
I want y'all to make some noise for the Sigma Beta Betas. Come on now. Come on now.
The SBBs take the stage wearing the pink robes. They wave to the crowd. Jamila joins Kevin in the audience. On stage, they hold their hands over their heads, forming the sorority finger sign.
Sigma! 1865!
They gently sway and clap their hands. On stage, Beth.
All right, no. No! No! Stop! Stop! Ladies!
we didn't get our bodies bruised and our feet bloody just for this shit.
Jamila smiles.
We didn't come here to do no half-ass stuffing.
They all throw off the robes, revealing tight black bodysuits.
We came here to represent like this!
Sigma, Beta, Beta,
They step, clap, and slap in a tight triangular formation. The SBBs perform the fast-paced choreography in perfect unison. A curtain of silver and pink streamers drops down behind them, Amber, Sandra, and Danielle.
Who are we? We're white girls.
With a chocolate twist.
But don't get it twisted!
Danielle takes the lead. She steps and claps, then slaps the floor. The others follow, and they perform the routine in unison.
Ha! We are about to break it down! SBBs, turn it out!
Now in a row, they move their arms in staggered, jerky movements, creating a pattern. They turn and bend backwards, half to the left and half to the right. Libby stands at the back of the row, forming the finger sign. One by one, the SBBs snap back upright and form the sign above their heads. Jamila cheers.
1, 8, 6, 5!
They begin a new routine, a rapid combination of steps, claps, and slaps.
SBB!
The judges make notes. The dancers break apart and trot to the back of the stage. They form two rows. Amber kneels on a platform between the two rows. The SBBs lift the platform and carry it on their shoulders. They lower the platform and Amber slides off. The platform is embossed with the SBB crest. They incorporate the platform into the routine by slapping it. They jump up in unison, then they lie on their backs while performing steps, claps, and slaps. They end the routine in a seated position.
Get down, get down.
The judges continue to make notes. The SBBs move from seated to all fours, then up to their feet. They form a line. In perfect unison, they hop, step, wave their arms, and slap their hips. They squat down and pop back up.
Shorty say that she love thugs out. She better say no name if she the cuffs on. Lately I just do it for the bit. I'm not so sharp that it'll cut it.
They whip their hair from side to side, then break into individual freestyle dance as they parade around the stage. Jamila jumps up and down and cheers. When the SBBs reach the back of the stage, they come back together in tight choreography. They form the finger sign above their heads, then strut off stage in a line. Jamila leaves the audience and runs backstage, where the SBBs are jumping around excitedly. The judges compile their scores.
You never know what you gonna get at the Steptacular. I see some of y'all sisters in the crowd a little salty. You didn't expect that, did you? I see you over there. It was all right. It went all that.
Jamila.
Slade, I am so proud of you. White girl tears. Let's get down.
Judges have made their decisions. All competitors to the stage.
The teams return to the stage.
And now for the moment we all have been waiting for. Let's get ready for the tears and the cheers. In third place, taking home $10,000 all the way from Hampton University, Sigma Delta Eta!
The Asian team comes forward. They pick up a large trophy, and the MC takes it back and gives them a smaller one.
This is you. This is you. Come here. Yeah. And in second place, winning $25,000, I want y'all to make some noise.
Jamila looks nervous. The second place team happily receives their check and trophy.
And now, first place. plays winners, taking home $100,000. Woo! That's a lot of money. All the way from West Scott University. Y'all make some noise for the sexiest awardee. Put your hands together for your Steptacular champions of 2017, Theta Chi Phi!
Jamila looks disappointed. She applauds politely. The SBBs on stage look defeated as the Thetas accept their check and trophy.
You deserve it! You deserve it!
Danielle.
So that's it. No money, no donation. No reinstatement.
Aisha.
Picture with your fine ass.
All day, baby.
The MC whispers to her.
Yo, check this out. Me and the judges got a little creative with the scores. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep stepping out. Come on with the picture.
Wait, what?
Nah, it is. Can't give a second. You feel me?
Aisha shakes her head. She grabs the mic.
Excuse me. Hello, hello. Excuse me. Hold up, hold up. This fool right here, he just told me the judges changed the score so that SBB would lose and Steppen would stay ours. It's not right. It's 2017, y'all. According to the real scores, SBB came in second place tonight. And it's not right. Listen, it is not right. We need to give them their just due. Come on, y'all. Are y'all gonna give it to them?
The members of the Asian team hide their faces behind fans.
Really? Ooh, y'all are really, really testing my nerves. You know what? Come on, Becky. Brittany. Oh, gosh, what's the child's name again?
Beth! Beth!
Okay. Y'all need to show some love to Beth and her sorors. Come on, y'all. Some love. Because we, Theta Chi Phi, we're gonna do the right thing and split our check with the real second place team, Sigma Beta Beta, the real second place step team.
Beth picks up Aisha in a huge hug.
Okay, all right, okay.
Jamila hugs Kevin. Aisha sees Jamila in the audience and points at her. She puts her hand over her heart and nods. Jamila smiles and nods back. On stage, the SBBs pose for photos with the Thetas. Outside Jamila's building, her parents read a newspaper.
Under the tutelage of trailblazing senior Jamila Bishop, SBB has made history and managed to keep a community institution's doors open. That's my baby girl.
I know.
Jamila arrives home. Her parents stand up to greet her.
Hi, guys.
Her mother looks at her father before speaking.
I can be strong-willed, forceful, intransigent. All qualities that make me one of the best judges in Pennsylvania. But they can also make me a difficult mother. And I've learned, with the help of my therapist, that I am jealous that you are a freer spirit than I. And I am working on accepting you unconditionally because that is the way I love you.
Jamila smiles.
You do it one more time, Negro. I know how to be civil, unlike a certain physically fit White House princess.
You are literally the only person in the world that does not love Michelle Obama. But most importantly, we're endorsing you to Harvard, baby girl.
Jamila hugs her father. She reaches over and pulls her mother into the hug.
I'm not going to Harvard.
At a bar, the SBBs and Thetas celebrate, drinking and dancing. Jamila stands next to the dean.
So what's next for you, Bishop?
Get my drink on, grab a couple guys, try out my new vibrator.
Boundaries! Hello!
Seriously, don't dodge the question. What's next?
You know, I've never said this. I don't know. Feels good. Luckily, I can work at 40th Street until I figure it out.
You're a real rock star over there. Gotta run. Nick just got back from the pleasure chest.
He covers his face with his coat as he leaves the bar. Jamila points and laughs at Beth on the dance floor. Dane approaches Jamila.
I heard you got shit-canned.
And I let you get away.
Like, I know some people speechify about inclusion and equality, and... Mm-hmm. I do, fine, I do. But, I mean, you really walked the walk with SBB, and I'm proud of you. Look, I should have never taken you for granted, Jamila.
Dang, we're cool. You still my nigga.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Assalamu alaikum.
She makes a black power fist. Dane leaves. Kevin.
Man, Jen. I feel like Robin over there. Dancing on my own.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They kiss. Aisha approaches.
Okay, hello. Before you two get to second base, girl, you feel like strolling?
You know I do.
Get it, boo.
You a little freak.
Yeah.
I'm watching you. Mm-hmm.
Jamila joins the Thetas. The Thetas and SBBs perform a step routine on the dance floor. The rest of the crowd joins in as they break apart and freestyle dance together. Credits, directed by Charles Stone III, written by Chuck Hayward, produced by Jeffrey Soros, Simon Horseman, Matt Alvarez, Leah Waith, and Ben Corey Jones, executive producers Patrick Murray, Josh Reinhold, and Chuck Hayward, edited by Matthew Friedman, music by Laura Cartman and Raphael Sadiq, music supervisors Lauren Marie Mikas and Rowana Gillespie, cast Megalyn Echikunwoke as Jamila, Lyndon Smith as Danielle, Eden Shure as Beth, Cheryl Lee Ralph as Mrs. Bishop, L. Warren Young as Mr. Bishop, Gage Golightly as Libby, Alessandra Torresani as Amber, Naya Hervier as Sandra, Marque Richardson as Kevin, and Robert Curtis Brown as Dean Berman, with Mac McGorry as Dane, and Aturi Naughton as Aisha, a Los Angeles Media Fund production. Copyright 2017. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.